And we're back with another episode of Rocking 20s, where we talk about the young adult life and how we can navigate through this roller coaster experience. My name is Trisha, and I'm producing this show entirely on my own. So we still got so much to improve regarding our audio and overall quality of each episode. I hope that you bear with me and hang on as I try to look for friends and people to get involved in this project. Anyway, we're down to the last 2 months of 2019 and Christmas season is around the corner and everyone is starting to get busy with shopping and preparing parties and every day it just gets crazier, right? And during this time of the year, it's so easy to get lost in all the distractions as well as in the idea that we must have so many things before we can be happy. But I hope that you take your time to look back and see how 2019 turned out for you and find out that there's so much more to be grateful for. And one thing that I'm grateful for is that I went ahead and launched this podcast. And right before I began this podcast, I knew that if I don't have any guest, any topic I will be sharing must come from a personal experience. And I had several topics lined up. However, as I was nearing the deadline for EP2, none of them felt right. Maybe it's not the right time. So I decided just today to share with you what I've learned in the past month. Starting October, I was entrusted with new tasks and responsibilities at work. I used to only busy myself with the creative things, you know, but now I needed to contribute to a bunch of marketing, email correspondence, customer support, and other things that involved money. It was way out of my comfort zone, but I went for it anyway. And sure enough, it only took 3 days for me to commit a mistake that cost the business money. I was horrified. Una, ayaw ko nagkakamali. At pangalawa, ayaw ko talagang may nasasayang na pera. But the damage has been done. And my client told me, "Hey Trish, there's been a big mistake." And that statement alone robbed me of my sleep and peace for a short time. I'd like to think that I'm a perfectionist when it comes to work. I just don't like making mistakes. And I always make sure that I do a good job. But I apologized and made a plan to resolve the issue. For a few days, it went smooth again. Ayan, I was feeling on top of my game when all of a sudden, oops, I did it again. Same mistake. And by this time, I was frustrated with myself and told my client, "You know what, maybe this is not for me. Maybe I should just give up this responsibility," because I was so ashamed for making the same mistake twice. Have you guys experienced this? I'm sure some of you do. Na may isang bagay na pinagkatiwala sa'yo and parang simple lang naman, pero pumalpak ka pa rin. Tapos lahat ng kasama mo had to adjust in order to reverse the damage. It sucks, right? Lalo na pag not once, but twice. And so I was feeling so bad about it, but I can't let it affect my confidence when it comes to work. And I thought to myself, in every situation, there is a lesson to learn. And I sure did learn mine. So here are 3 things I think we can and we should do when we make mistakes at work. First thing, understand the situation. When the issue arises, try your best not to panic. Trace what happened and see where you made a mistake. Because if you apologize right away without understanding, you might be apologizing for things you are not even responsible for. I remember an instance when my client told me that there's a mistake. Nagsorry agad ako. Only to find out that it wasn't my fault. Diba? Also, if it's indeed your fault and you apologize without understanding what you've done, you will not learn your lesson. So the first thing, understand the situation. Next, if you are responsible, own up to it. Because nothing could be worse than making excuses. If you traced what happened and know that it was your error, then own up to it. acknowledge it, and let your boss know that you will take responsibility for the consequences. Alam mo, we can't really make excuses because somehow, someday, someone will review everything and see that it is you who is responsible. So better face the consequence now than deal with it later. How are you supposed to sleep when you made a mistake and you weren't truthful about it? So just say it, acknowledge it, then deal with it now. And lastly, learn, learn, learn. The only good thing that comes out of any failure and mistake is the lesson that we learn. Nagkamali ka na nga rin lang, make it beneficial na. Don't let any mistake pass by without evaluating what you've done and what you should do next time. The moment right after you fail or make a mistake is the best time for correction and training. And I believe that good leaders and employers allow their people to make errors because that is when weakness can be turned into strength. I believe my mistakes taught me to evaluate my workflow. I realized that I made those errors because I failed to pay attention to the tiniest bit of detail. And once I acknowledged that, I began to practice paying attention. Right now, I could say that I am a better worker. If I hadn't gone through that experience, I wouldn't know what needs to be improved. Pero wag din naman natin hayaan na lagi tayo nagkakamali before we learn, sabi nga ni Maring Eleanor Roosevelt. Learn from the mistakes of others. You can't live long enough to make them all yourself. I guess it's really all about being mindful of what situation we're in and trying to learn from it as much as possible. So that's it. First is to understand. Second is to own up to it. And third is to learn the lesson. I hope that this episode encourages you for the rest of your week and motivates you to keep learning through the ups and downs. Before I end, I just want to say thank you to everyone who listened to the first episode and to those who left me messages. I appreciate them all. Soon, I hope to not only hear from you, but discuss with you. Anyway, you can always send me messages or a voice message, which I can play on the show. Just go to anchor.fm/Tricia. That is TreeshaReyes. That is R-E-Y-E-S. So anchor.fm/Tricia-Reyes and leave me a voice message there. Just click the send voice message button and you can record a voice message and it will be automatically sent to me. I think that would be so cool because I will be able to play it on the show. So if you have anything to say or anything to share, just do that. Go to anchor.fm/Tricia-Reyes. Anyway, that's all. Keep rocking your 20s and have a beautiful weekend. Bye.